Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joyce, Mr. Ed Joyce, as a matter of fact, and good morning, gum chewers. Wrigley Spearmint, that is, of course. All over the nation, we invite you to listen to the next quarter hour of recorded music, some real popular things that you're going to like listening to. And then today, I'm going to share a great treat with you, because it's going to be my first opportunity of meeting a stellar performer in this great world of ours, known as show business, a young lady by the name of Miss Giselle McKenzie, who tonight is opening up a fabulous run, I know, at the famous Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you're going to hear with me for the very first time the inside story of how the great career was built on the great talent of Miss Giselle McKenzie. But first, as we always like to do, let's sort of get things in a happy mood with Wrigley Spearmint Gum and listen to a fine piece of music that was actually made by a publishing company rather than by a record company. The Mills people, Mills Music, decided that they liked this piece of music. They couldn't get anybody to record it, and so they went out and bought a small banjo group known as the Sunnysiders and made what is known in the trade as a demonstration record. They thought it was pretty good, and so did Mr. Capp, who has a small record company. So he said, well, let me put it out on my label. And so they did. And it turned out, of course, to be a fabulous hit, although it started as a demonstration record. So here it is, the Sunnysiders with Hey, Mr. Banjo.
Play a tune for me. Play, Mr. Banjo, a happy melody. We'll all clap our hands and we'll stamp our feet. You keep strumming while we keep the beat. Play, Mr. Banjo, a pretty melody. Make your banjo talk while we dance and sing. Do a fancy walk while you pick the string. Hey, Mr. Banjo, want a tune for me? Just one more. Play, Mr. Banjo, just like you did before. When the stars are high and the moon is low, keep on strumming on your old banjo. Hey, Mr. Banjo, play a tune for me.
That's real happy music, isn't it? That's Hello, Mr. Banjo, with the comparative unknown group known as the Sunnysiders, but certainly there are household words by now. Well, it's real happy music, and that's the way I hope that you are, in a real happy frame of mind this morning. You know, every morning about this hour, when we play these records and talk to our famous guest stars around the country, thousands and thousands of the so-called class known as traveling salesmen, God bless them, are driving on the highways of this great country of ours. Now, to those gentlemen of travel, let me suggest that you always keep a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum on hand. Always. You see, it helps keep you alert and wide awake. It helps relieve drowsiness and tension when you're behind the wheel. So it's a real positive help to the traveling salesman, just like Mama and Papa at home. And of course, Wrigley Spearmint is always so delightfully refreshing. I hope you'll think about it the very next time you stop in for a tank full of gas. You pick up a couple of packs, keep them in the seat next to you in the glove compartment of always delicious, wholesome, and refreshing Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I know you'll like it too. Well, I'm tremendously anxious to switch our facilities of CBS, Coast to Coast Network, out to the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, where a very talented and charming young lady, who you know, of course, as being one of the great stars of the hit parade, Miss Giselle McKenzie, is waiting to talk to all of us. And I'm going to have an opportunity of meeting Giselle for the first time, too. Giselle, how's the weather out there? Here we're sweltering in 100 degrees of temperature.
Well, it's just simply wonderful. That hot desert sun is giving everybody a very healthy tan, and all in all, it's a very nice morning.
Yes, I suppose you arrived sometime last night because you open tonight, don't you, Giselle?
That's right, Howard. And by the way, it's very nice to meet you, even if it's kind of far away.
Thank you. I know that you probably know that I am an admirer of yours and have been for a long while in my disc jockey activity. And we're very pleased that here in the city of Chicago, where I have most of my opportunity of exposing records, hard to get that big seller that you made for Jimmy Hilliard on Label X, has been in the top five bestsellers for the last 4 weeks, believe it or not. I think we're a little bit ahead of the rest of the nation on it.
Oh, that's simply wonderful. You don't know how that tickles me.
Well, I know it's always a thrill for any performing artist, no matter how great their talents are in the other facets of the art, to also accomplish this business of the old black magic called phonograph records and shellac. Giselle, I know that you are of Canadian birth, are you not?
That's right. I was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba. That's the middle west of Canada.
Was it up there in Canada that someone first heard this sound and said, here is a real talent?
Well, I would say so. As a matter of fact, Howard, I started being a singer in a rather strange way. I started out as a concert violinist and studied at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto for quite a few years and had actually started concert work when, right after the war, I'd been entertaining the troops quite a bit. I was singing for the Navy boys one night, and a Navy lieutenant came up and said I was singing for them that night, not playing the violin. And this lieutenant said, well, are you a professional singer? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm a violinist, sort of drawing myself up, you know. And he said, well, I don't know. I've never heard you play, but I would say offhand that lady violinists never make any money. So he said, I would suggest that you think it over and try the field of singing. I think you would reach a lot more people, a wider audience. And again, I think you would make more money. Yes. Well, that sort of appealed to me, and I thought about it for a while, but since I'd been playing and studying the violin all my life, I didn't want to give it up quite so easily. And about a year later, I was still a student in my graduating year, and I wanted some money for my tuition fees. So during the summer months, I applied for a job in the band at a summer resort. And quite by coincidence, and this is certainly not a made-up thing, it's absolutely true, it turned out that the orchestra leader of that particular summer resort band turned out to be the same lieutenant who had suggested that I become a singer, and he recognized my funny name. Not everyone is called Giselle, I guess.
Yes.
And he said, of course I'll hire you. And that summer I started singing professionally, and he became my manager, who is still my manager today, Bob Shuttleworth.
Isn't that a fabulous story of irony? Well, I'm glad you switched over because you're so much prettier than Yehudi Menuhin. I just can't see you playing violin. Well, now, Giselle, of course, since you've come to this country and left the land of your birth, but I know never losing your love for it, you have had just a spectacular career. You've been on, of course, this past season, the hit parade. May I ask if you have re-signed for next year?
Yes, I certainly have. It'll be the beginning of my third season with them, and I'm very, very happy to be back with the Hit Parade. It's a wonderful show, and the kids are wonderful on it, and well, all in all, it's a great experience and a lot of fun combined.
Yes, Dorothy was here. Dorothy Collins was here a couple of weeks ago playing at the Chicago Theater, and she was gracious enough to appear on my television show, and we had just a delightful talk, and maybe your ears rang a little bit because we batted back and forth of how talented we both felt you were. Now, well, Giselle, in the meantime, while the Hit Parade is off for the summer, of course, you're paying court to the people in person by doing these various club appearances, aren't you?
That's right.
And you'll be opening there at the Flamingo. What does your act consist of, Giselle? We've not had the pleasure yet of seeing it.
Well, of course, naturally I sing and I talk, and I also play the violin a little bit.
Huh?
And, well, I just kind of do a little bit of everything all around.
Well, I wanted you to say the violin because I was wondering if you were still sort of clinging to the old four-stringed instrument and liking it just as much as I know that you used to.
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a very good friend of mine to thank for that. I had actually sort of put it away, Howard, and I'll tell you why. Because when I actually decided to become a singer, I had to naturally give the violin up. And at that moment, when I was trying to make up my mind, after all, it's not an easy thing to give up something you've studied all your life.
Yes.
My good violin was stolen. So I think somebody didn't want me to play the violin.
This could have a double-barreled effect. I'm going to play your new record, your big record. It's going to be number one across the country, I feel positive. And I think actually when we play it, it's a personal salute to a great guy by the name of Jimmy Hilliard, who is artist and repertoire director of your label, the Label X. So let's sort of both have a nice thought for Jimmy while we listen to it. Shall we, Giselle?
I sure will. Hello,
so here
Jimmy.
It is, a tribute to Jimmy and also, of course, a tribute to the great talent of Miss Giselle McKenzie, Hard to Get.
When they were hard to get, you wanted my kisses. When first we met, how you wanted my kisses. They were hard to get, till I was sure your love was true. Then I gave you all my heart, and all my kisses too. I wish that I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day will come when you will find to your regret a love as true as mine is hard to get. That I'd been smart and never adored you. You broke my heart. Easy kisses just bored you. But the day will come when you will find to your regret a love as true as mine is hard to
just delightful, Giselle, and I hope by the time you get back to the hit parade in September, that's number one across the country, and you'll have the opportunity of singing it live for us on TV.
Well, that would be a wonderful thrill, Howard. I was just going to mention before the record that this last year I've had a few violin lessons from a very wonderful friend of mine, Mr. Jack Benny.
Well, we better sign off before you break into Love and Bloom. Giselle, thank you so very much for a wonderfully warm and swell interview. I knew it would be this way because certainly that great personality of yours projects on radio, records, and TV. Thank you so very much, Giselle McKenzie.
It's been my pleasure, Howard.
Thank you. Well, we hope that all of you now, if you enjoy this series of shows, and for more reasons than just that, will try Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, especially you traveling salesmen now. The next time you go in for a gallon of gas or 5 gallons, or when you say fill her up, you also pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint. See how much nicer and more pleasant it is to drive your car when you're relaxed and away from all the tension. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks to Giselle McKenzie. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Nick Noble. This is the CBS Radio Network.